I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. I'm glad you could join me today as we look to the Word of God together. We'll be looking in just a few moments in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Let me invite you today to view our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. On the website, you'll find a section there that will allow you to leave us your prayer requests. We want to share your requests with the Lord. And then we'd like for you to pray for us as well. Also, if you have blessings, which I'm sure you've had, I'd like for you to share those with us also. We want to rejoice in the Lord with you. That's lrwm.org. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we read about a man by the name of Jehoshaphat. Now, if we go back to chapter 19 of 2 Chronicles, we'll see in verse 1 it says, "And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah." Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, and he had actually done some things that was wrong, and so had the people of Judah. And then we see that in verse 1 of chapter 20, we see that there were individuals, countries, other peoples coming against Judah. They were going to be attacked. And the sudden news of an invasion came to Jehoshaphat, and like a true man of God, he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast. The people came together with all speed, and the whole nation earnestly cried to the Lord for his aid. We need to learn to do that today in our situation. Our country, our nation, needs help. We as God's people need to join together in prayer. We need to seek God's face so that once again his glory can come down from heaven. I want you to notice what these people did in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Notice how they asked for help. In verses 6 through 9, now we'll not read all the verses in this chapter for time's sake, but we notice that they express their confidence in God. They knew whom they had believed in. They knew that God was able to deliver them. They had confidence in God, and they let him know that. They praised him, and they also pleaded with him about his past acts. Notice in verse 7 of chapter 20, it says, "Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever?" They pleaded his past acts. They reminded God. Now, God doesn't need our reminding. God knows everything. He doesn't need us to remind him, but this is a form of reverence to God. This is letting God know that we know what he has done, the great things he has done. This is the reason I ask you, when you visit our website, that you would share some of your past blessings with us, that we may rejoice in the Lord with you. And this is a way of letting God know that you haven't forgotten what he's done for you in the past. Notice something else these people did. They confessed their condition. They had, according to verse 12, no power. It says there, "We have no might against this great company." They realized that within themselves there was no power. The only hope they had was in the Lord. And then we see in verse 12 that they had no plan. They didn't know what to do. It says there, "Neither know we what to do." They had no power. They had no plan. They seemed to be in a situation that was a lost cause. But notice what happened. Then they lifted their souls to God. In verse 12 it also says, "Our eyes are upon thee." Where could they look with more certainty? Certainly they could look to God with all certainty that God would deliver them from the hands of those enemies that were getting ready to come against them. Now notice how they received this help, how they received help from God. In verse 17, they received help by renewed assurance. The Bible says there, the Lord will be with you. No matter what you're going through today, no matter how tough the times are, we have an assurance as God's people that He's going to be with us. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. And notice verse 15. These people received help by claiming or calming their fears. The Bible says there, be not afraid, fear not. We have no reason to be afraid today because God is still on the throne. Christ is there. We have the Holy Spirit living in us. The Bible says that if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. That means if you have never trusted Christ, you do not have the Spirit of God today. That means the Holy Spirit is not living with you. That means you have something to be afraid of, to be scared of, because you don't have the promise of tomorrow. The Bible says, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Let me invite you today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, to trust Him right now. Ask Him to come into your heart. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I know I can't save myself. I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Now, if you'll pray that prayer, Jesus will save you. And then you can be as these people were back in chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles. They received help from God, and you can receive salvation today from God. You can receive salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, through His blood. Their fears were calmed. Your fears can be calmed today. They had great faith in chapter 20, and they had direction. You can read that in verse 16. It says there, tomorrow go ye down against them. That's they were being told to go down against the enemy. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Zeruel. Now notice they knew what was going to happen. They were getting direction as to where to go. They had no plan in the beginning, but it was through prayer and supplication that the plan came together. And notice how they acted by this help. They worshiped. With every sign of reverence, the king and his people bowed before Jehovah. And you can read that in verse 18. And it's true that worship girds us for warfare. We need to be prepared when things doesn't seem to go right for us. We need to be prepared when things go against us. But you know, once we worship, once we stay close to God, things don't surprise us as much. Why? Because we're ready for the warfare that comes against us as Christians. And notice something else that they did. They praised. In verse 21, they praised before they received the mercy. You need to pray before something happens in your life. Thank God for the goodness that He's given you, that He's bestowed upon you. And you need to be ready for those things that come up on you in everyday life. And notice in verse 24, they saw the promise fulfilled. In verse 26, they blessed the Lord. And in verse 30, they had rest. Is there not a cause today for our assembling, even now, to plead against the Moabites, Ammonites, and Edomites of superstition, worldliness, and infidelity, and in our situation, lack of money, people losing their homes, and so forth and so on, the many troubles that are afflicting this country today? And I believe that one of the reasons, one of the main reasons, is that God's people have not kept the promise that they have made to God, that they would stay close to Him. Notice in chapter 7 of 2 Chronicles 7:14, many of you know this verse by heart. It says there, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This may seem difficult to understand, but I believe that this country, this nation is in need today because of the lack of God's people of reacting, of acting upon the faith and upon the grace of God, upon the goodness of God. We've turned our back upon the Lord. But you know, there's good news today. God hasn't turned his back on us. We as Christians can humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, seek his face, look to him, and ask God to heal our nation. Now this chapter in chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles, it begins with the danger, with fear and trouble all around, just as our country is facing right now. But notice this chapter ends with joy, praise, quiet, and then rest. Two words seem to stand out in this chapter, praise and prayer. These twins should always go together. And one word links these two words together, and that is faith. We need to praise God daily. We need to go to Him in prayer. Praise Him. Tell Him how much we love Him. Tell Him that He is the great God. He is our Savior. And by faith, we understand that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Have faith in the Lord that He will deliver you from the circumstances of life. Our fathers suffered to gain us freedom of worship. A later generation helplessly passes by the open door of the church. There was a little girl who once said, "Mother, you know that vase you said had been handed down from generation to generation?" The mother answered and said, "Yes, dear." The little girl said, "Well, Mother, I'm sorry, but this generation has dropped it." And I'm afraid that that is the description of us today as Christians. We have dropped the vase. We have dropped the calls of Christ. We need to get back to the Lord. We need to turn our face toward Him and worship Him and say, "Lord, forgive us because we have sinned. Lord, deliver us from the problems that we face in this country, in our nation. Heal our land for Jesus' sake." Now, if you'll pray that prayer today, God says He's going to hear from heaven and He will heal our land. There is good news today because God will heal our land, and it's a good life because we have the promise of God. Visit our website today at lrwm.org, lrwm.org, or write me today, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. And I want to assure you today that God is still on the throne, and God still loves you. He still loves me, and He loves that person, you today, who's never trusted Him as Savior. Call upon His name today, and He'll save you for Christ's sake. It is a good life. May the Lord bless you is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.